Our political correspondent Paul Cunningham was listening to that. And in your blog today, Paul, you're saying campaigners are taking nothing for granted in the final days, and certainly lots of back and forth between the two campaigns.
Yeah, it seems that Fine Gael is doubling down on its bid to draw voters' attention to this issue of Catherine Connolly, when she was a barrister, being employed by banks involved in home repossessions. Over the weekend, they produced a video and it accused her of hypocrisy, because when she spoke in the Dáil against home repossessions, she didn't mention that fact. Now, that's drawn some really, really strong criticism from the Labour Party leader, Ivana Bacic, calling it as a new low and nasty, but she says it's the duty of barristers to accept instructions and the rights of clients to be legally represented, and this is a cornerstone of our constitutional order. To chip away at these principles is dangerous. So a stinging rebuke there. We also heard from the Social Democrats leader Holly Kearns, who accused Fine Gael of sinking to new depths, and she also went on to say that Fine Gael are clearly in panic mode and are so intent on lashing out that they may not have noticed they are part of a circular firing squad damaging their own candidate and their credibility. But I think what's also notable in this particular line of attack is that just before lunchtime, we also had a statement coming out from the Health Minister Jennifer Carrick-McNeill, who is a Fine Gael politician, and once again she's going back in on that issue, accusing Catherine Connolly of remaining silent on repossessions and her supporters. Mm-hmm. So she has a go not just at Catherine Connolly but also the parties who are backing her up as well. So it seems as if that is the direction of travel, at least today, in the presidential debate.
And of course tomorrow, that final big television debate on prime time, and a final chance for the voting public. And we were hearing a lot of indecision, and that's been reflected in the polls. A final chance for that public to make up its minds.
Yes, it is. It's always a big moment, because many of the issues have been ventilated already. People will have heard them, but you get the chance to see the candidates standing there under the lights and making effectively their last pitch. It is a huge moment in the campaign for both of the candidates, and they will be trying to reach out to those people who've been undecided and saying, well, vote for me instead. In times past, it has been crucial. Maybe this time it won't be, but it's certainly a big moment mm-hmm. in the campaign.
There are 3.6 million people, I think, Paul, eligible to vote on Friday. But then there's a lot of questions, because we know what the polls have been suggesting, but the vote will be decided by who turns out. We heard the man in Sally Ann's report there saying you can't complain afterwards if you don't vote. The question, on a bank holiday weekend, I think there's rain forecast, how many actually will turn out?
I think that is the big question. As you say, opinion polls are suggesting that Catherine Connolly is ahead, and well ahead. But what decides this is people turning out on polling day, going to their polling stations in their constituencies and voting. And there's going to be a big push, I think, from both sides to try and get as many people to come out as possible. The risk, obviously, is that if you feel this has been an underwhelming campaign, and if you look out the window and it's lashing rain and it's cold, that you may choose not to. The Electoral Commission is asking everyone to go out and exercise, and they're making it clear if you don't receive a polling card, you can still vote. Just go down to your polling station, bring some ID with you, and you will be able to cast your ballot.
OK, Paul, thank you for that. That's our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham.